From the Arizona Daily Star and Tucson.com, this is the Wildcast.
Hey, what's up? Welcome to the latest edition of the Wildcast podcast. I'm Justin Spears. I also host a three-hour radio show Monday through Friday on ESPN Tucson. Tune in. It's the Sports Exchange. We had a very special guest on with us after the NFL draft, PJ Johnson, former Arizona defensive tackle, and now the newest member of the Detroit Lions, who was drafted in the seventh round on Saturday. Well, he was so kind to join us on ESPN Tucson right after he was drafted. And without further ado, let's cut to that interview. Former Arizona Wildcat defensive tackle and now current member of the Detroit Lions, PJ Johnson joins us. What's up, PJ? So, PJ, take us through that moment. You're drafted in the seventh round to the Detroit Lions. Just take us back through that moment when you got the phone call.
So I was chilling outside, and I was on the phone with the Ravens because the Ravens kept calling to try to set up an undrafted free agent deal if I didn't get drafted. And I was just talking to them, and I thought the Ravens were going to draft me before, but they ended up drafting a D-tackle. So I was like, okay, I don't know if I want to go if you guys draft a D-tackle. And I know the Lions really like me, and they haven't drafted one. So if they didn't draft one, I'll find my finding for the Lions if they don't draft me. But I knew the Lions had two picks left. And so I'm on the phone with them, and I'm telling them, like, I'm not coming to go to the Lions. Like, I'm trying to get them to trade for a pick in the seventh so they could draft me. But I really want to go to the Lions more. And I'm like, man, I hope the Lions draft me. They got two picks left. So I'm on the phone with the Ravens, and then I get the call from the Lions. I said, excuse me, I'm getting a call from the Lions. And I hung up, and I answered the phone to the Lions, and they were telling me they were drafting me.
Wow, that's awesome. So you said you always wanted to go to Detroit. What about the Lions makes them a great fit for you?
Just during my visits, that was like the visit I liked the most, like learning from the coaches and meeting and sitting down with everybody. And then I really look up to Snack Harrison, so he's there, and I can learn from him, so I was like, okay, I want to go there.
Mm-hmm. Former Arizona Wildcat defensive tackle and now current member of the Detroit Lions, P.J. Johnson, joins us right here on ESPN Tucson. And, P.J., did you have any established relationship with Detroit? Did you go out and work out in Detroit?
No, I had a visit.
So how did the visit go?
The visit went great.
Talk about the interview process. Is it as weird as people say they are? Do they ask weird questions when they interview you?
In my experience, I didn't have any weird questions. It was more questions that made sense. From what I understand from the guys I know during the classes I met, it was more during the combine when they asked the crazy stuff. Later down the line, they asked more realistic questions because it's time to double down and figure out who you're going to actually get. So I guess during the combine process, people get those crazy questions, but I didn't go to the combine, so I didn't get no crazy questions.
You know, knowing your history with your appendix and then the tumor that they found in your leg at your previous stops, was there ever a moment in time where you thought maybe the NFL wasn't a fit for me?
I never really thought I was going to the NFL until I made it a goal when I left Sacramento State and went to City College. When I got to City College, I said I was going to the NFL. Besides that, I was just a kid trying to take care of his kids and graduate and get a career so my kids can have a good life. Before him, I loved football, but I'd never seen it. Seen the NFL as a reachable goal because the school I was at and the team wasn't having success and I had a whole bunch of stuff going on. I was just more focused on graduating and being a good dad more than the NFL. But once I left, I was like, okay, I'm going to the NFL. That's my goal.
Did graduating from the U of A have any effect or any impact on your decision to go to the NFL?
My biggest thing was graduating when it came to school, period. Like, you go to school to graduate. Some people don't think that way, but I've always thought that way. And so my biggest thing, if I wouldn't have graduated, I wouldn't have left. I had to graduate.
Former Arizona Wildcat and current defensive tackle for the Detroit Lions, P.J. Johnson, joins us right here on ESPN Tucson. And, P.J., how many guys from your area in Sacramento go to the NFL?
Actually, we got a lot from Sacramento right now. For my particular neighborhood, I believe it's just two of us. But for the most part, it's a lot because Jonah Williams from Alabama got drafted. He's from Sacramento. Cameron Smith from USC, he got drafted. He's from Sacramento. So we got some guys from Sacramento, but the South Sacramento part is me and Terrence Mitchell on the Cleveland Browns, from what I understand. If I'm missing anybody, I'm sorry, but that's what's on my mind right now.
For somebody that's unfamiliar with your side of Sacramento, how would you best describe it to somebody?
Grimy. I mean, that's probably the best word.
I mean, do you have any, like, personal experiences that you can share or just something that you have seen?
Most of my personal experiences are so graphic I wouldn't even want to share them on the air.
Okay. P.J. Johnson, Detroit Lions defensive tackle, joins us right here on ESPN Tucson. But now that you are an NFL player, what's the feeling been like over the last couple of days? Has it really settled in?
I'm not one of those people that get, like, too sucked into the moment. I know this is just an opportunity to have a job that I want, that can take care of my kids. So I'm working harder. And I'm just ready to get a chance to prove myself and make sure I make the team, because just because you get drafted doesn't mean you're on the team for sure. Mm-hmm. You know, I still got to work and prove myself. So that's all I'm focused about. It's like, it's okay to, in the moment, right away, I'm happy, but it's like, okay, I got to get to work and prove, make these coaches feel like, okay, yeah, I made the right decision picking this kid. And so that's all I'm focused on now, is making these coaches never regret their decision to pick me up. Mm-hmm.
What has maybe the Detroit Lions or any other NFL scout, what have they told you that, yeah, you're good, but this is what you need to work on? What was the kind of the trending theme?
I was always on the same page with them. I self-critique myself worse, harder than anybody else could. So I knew my weight and my stamina were my biggest problems. Once I get into better shape and I lose a lot of the body shot on me, it would do wonders for my play. And everybody said the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Now you're at. You were at 335 when you were at Arizona. What's the ideal weight for P.J. Johnson?
Right now I'm at 325 and I feel good. I'll know more like once we get pads on and stuff. But I feel really good at this weight because more than just the weight, it's the body fat percentage. I lost a lot of body fat. And so just now that I have as much dead weight that doesn't carry it, so I feel a lot better. I can move better. I last longer.
Have you had a chance to talk to Matt Patricia at all, the head coach?
Yeah, during the process, and I talked to pretty much the whole staff during when they drafted me. Like, they passed the phone all around, and we just got to have a quick talk with everybody.
How is Matt Patricia, by the way?
He's a great guy.
Yeah, how would you describe him?
He was a great guy. He was straight for me. He just told me some things. But more than anything, when we talked, he was just talking to me about being a father, and he was like, man, more than anything, make sure you're a father. Like, you have to take care of those. The same thing I've always thought, he just put it, gave it to me in more of an older, more wiser tone and told me it and just told me some stories about life and people he's met and there's more things. Our talk was more about life than football, and I can see me becoming a better man being around him.
You know, with your family and you being a father, what's the best part about you going to the NFL?
Just being able to provide for my children and give them what they want in life and be able to set them up to be in a better place than I was when I was growing up. They don't really have to worry. As long as I'm working hard and I'm on the NFL and doing what I'm supposed to do, they don't have to worry about the lights being off and not being able to do those type of things. But just being able to take care of my kids, that's the best part.
So what do you buy your kids, or what's the first thing that you purchase with an NFL contract, PJ?
Shoot, I'm so cheap. Might get I'm for sure gonna go to toys. Go get some toys. I love buying my kids toys. So probably the first thing I just get is buy a bunch of toys for my kids, especially my son because he's older. Just buy a bunch of toys because I play with the toys with my kids too. So it's like I'm buying myself something too.
What are toys nowadays? Because I mean, I remember, you know, I'm sure you can attest to this. The only toys we ever needed was a football, a basketball, and maybe a hoop.
Yeah. My son is he likes everything. So like he loves Superman and Spider-Man and Batman. So I buy a bunch of those type of toys. He likes Power Rangers, so I get some Power Rangers toys. He loves sports already, so I buy him the basketballs, little small basketball. I buy him all that stuff. He likes Nerf guns. Buy him Nerf guns. We shoot Nerf guns at each other. Like there's a bunch of different toys. They got so much now. Like kids can get so much.
Former U of A defensive tackle, now Detroit Lion, P.J. Johnson joins us next, or joins us right here on ESPN Tucson. And P.J., so what's the next steps for you?
Next steps is leaving where it's supposed to report and get to work.
When do you guys report?
I'm not completely sure I'm supposed to be able to say that publicly yet, so
okay.
I won't even say it.
Okay. Is there anything about Detroit that you're interested in outside of football?
I heard it's a good place to start real estate, so I want to learn about the real estate there. And I just like the access. It's like there's access to different states, and the lakes over there. It's just a lot of stuff I can see. Like when I visited, I just like the views of things. I didn't really go anywhere, so just traveling around the state of Michigan and the city of Detroit, I thought I could see a lot of beautiful things.
How'd you get into real estate?
I've always wanted to get into real estate. It's something I used to hear people talk about when I was younger, and I always wanted to have my own home just so I could pass on for generations. And it just be like, okay, that's Grandpa CJ's house that he passed on to him and passed down to my dad. Now it's passed down to you. Like I like that story and movie, so I always wanted to have a house that I could pass down for generations. So if something was happening to my family, they'd for sure have somewhere to live.
That's awesome. Man, that is so cool. One last thought, PJ. So now that you got a little bit of extra money in your pocket, does this mean a new gold grill for PJ Johnson?
For sure. Eventually.
PJ Johnson, defensive tackle for the Detroit Lions, former Arizona Wildcat. PJ, thank you so much for joining us. And once again, congratulations on officially becoming an NFL player.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Take care, PJ.
You too.